Well, once again, we want to welcome everyone to come and worship the Lord this day.
再次我要欢迎大家今天能够来到这里，跟我们一起来敬拜神。
Do we have anybody in here who's 5 years old this morning?
今天早上我们这里有没有五岁大的孩子？
Okay, well, in about 45 years, you will get to experience what I experienced 2 weeks ago.
所以在四十五年以后呢，你就会经历到跟我在两周以前经历到的事情一样。
And not to belabor the point, but I do want to report back to the English congregation.
我不是要这里要标杆利益，但是只是说我要跟大家分享一件事情，就是。
But my colonoscopy went very well 2 weeks ago, so thank you for your prayers.
两周之前呢，牧师的他那个肠镜检查呢是非常的顺利，感谢大家的祷告。
Now some of you, you are 40 years away from the colonoscopy, some are 20 years away, and some have already experienced the colonoscopy.
我们当中呢，可能有一些要10年或者20年以后才能够经历到，有些或者已经经历过跟我同样的经历。But
just to review, the colonoscopy is a very wonderful process because it cleans out your large intestine.
所以整个肠镜检查呢，是一个很有意义的一个事情，因为它帮助你要清理你的身体。And
You drink medicine and it cleans it out, and then later the doctor goes in, and if he finds anything, he removes it with an electric current.
所以呢，这检查之前呢，我们要吃一些药，然后就帮助我们呢把那个身体排干净，然后呢，医生就用那个仪器呢，送到我们的那个大肠里面来帮助我们检查。
And so you feel very clean afterwards.
所以这个检查完了之后，你觉得是整个身体就非常的干净。
And then also, as a result, you have hope.
这个结果呢，就是你有很大的一个希望。
You have hope because hopefully he has discovered that there is nothing wrong with your colon.
所以就是这个在过程当中呢，你希望那个医生不会发现在你体内呢有一些不希望出现的东西。
And so you have hope for many more years to live.
所以你也有这样的盼望，就是说你还可以活很长一段时间。
Well, we have been studying Nehemiah.
我们在学习那个尼希米记呢，有一段时间了。And
Nehemiah is a book about hope.
同样，尼希米记呢是关于一本盼望的书。Restoring
hope.
或者是重新来安置我，重新塑造我们的盼望的书。And
we've been looking at how we can be a church and a community of hope.
我们呢来学习，我们作为一个教会，怎么成为一个有希望的一群人。And
today, we want to focus on what are some ways that we can cleanse ourselves so that we can be more of a community of hope.
所以今天呢，我们就在学习一些来洁净我们的一些方法，来帮助我们成为一个更有盼望的一个教会。Would
you like to be cleansed and be that person, that community of hope?
那你愿不愿意希望成为这个一个洁净的、有希望的一个群体当中的一位？
We'll turn with me to Nehemiah chapter 13, verses 1 through 14 as we focus on that today.
那今天我们就来学习尼希米记的13章，从第1节到第14节。
Here in Nehemiah chapter 13, it starts off by saying that on that day, they read from the book of Moses in the hearing of the people.
所以这个尼希米记呢，一开始呢，就是说他们是在读摩西律法，在这个会众当中呢，宣讲摩西的律法书。And
the day is probably still talking about the day when they dedicated the wall. They had a wall dedication ceremony.
他讲的那一天呢，指的是向神献这个城墙的这个仪式。This
could have been as much as 12 years after the wall was built.
这个献城仪式呢，可能是在那个这个城墙完工以后12年才举行的。
And they were reading the Bible.
那时候他们在宣读摩西的律法书。
And as they were reading, the second part of verse 1 tells us that it was found written that no Ammonite or Moabite should ever enter the assembly of God.
所以当这个宣读律法书的时候，在第二节的后半段告诉我们，那个亚扪人跟那个摩甲人不可进入神的会。
And this is found back in Deuteronomy chapter 23, verses 23 to 25.
关于这个事情呢,
Now, why did they have this rule?
那为什么当时会有这样的一个规定呢?
Verse 2 tells us.
因为在第二节呢, 给了我们一个答案。
For they, the Ammonites and Moabites, did not meet the people of Israel with bread and water.
因为他们没有拿食物和水来迎接以色列人。
But hired Balaam against them to curse them.
反而雇了巴兰呢来诅咒他们。
Yet our God turned the curse into a blessing.
但是神呢把这些诅咒变成祝福。
Now if you remember back in Numbers chapter 22 to 24,
Which book?
Numbers.
如果大家能够记得那个民数记的第二十四章的话
The Ammonites and Moabites, they were supposed to meet Israel with bread and water.
当时的那个亚扪人跟摩甲呢应当是应该带着水和食物来迎接以色列人的。
But they didn't do that.
但是呢他们没有这样做。
And even though Balaam eventually did bless them,
虽然后来这个巴兰最后是要祝福了他们
he is characterized in the New Testament as being motivated by greed and idolatry.
但是呢，在新约里面告诉我们，当时巴兰这样做呢，是出于他的私心和一个敬拜假神的一个行动。
So much so that if you remember the story back in Numbers 22, that God didn't want him to go out to do anything to the Israelites.
但是呢，我们知道在民数记里面，就是神呢没有允许让巴兰呢对那个以色列人做出破坏的行为。
And he put a donkey out on the road to try to block Balaam from going out.To do anything to the Israelites.
所以当时呢，神叫一个驴子呢，在路上呢拦阻巴兰到以色列人那里去。
Now, God eventually turned that possible curse into a blessing.
所以最终呢，神把这个可能一个诅咒呢，最终变成了祝福。
But the Ammonites and Moabites were not good to the people of Israel.
所以呢，我们知道当时的那些亚扪人跟摩甲人呢，对那以色列人是不友好的。
Verse 3 tells us that as soon as the people heard the law, they separated from Israel all those of foreign descent.
所以第三节呢，告诉我们，当以色列人听见这律法之后呢，他们就以一切的闲杂人绝交。
So the Israelites separated out the foreign elements.In order to have a pure worship of God.
所以当时呢，这个以色列人把这些外邦人呢，这些不纯净的成分呢，在从他们敬拜的会幕当中呢，分开。
Perhaps this was to protect the purity of their worship towards God and to protect them from idolatry.
所以当时他们这样的做的目的呢，一方面是出于他们这个仪式的属灵或者那个。仪式的一个捷径，同时呢，也是防止他们出现这个敬拜假神的拜偶像的行为。
Now, how does that apply to us today?
那今天我这个对我们有什么作用？
Obviously, 我们没有把外国人把他们派出去 ，right? We don't exclude people from other ethnicities.
当然今天我们在这个教堂里面我们不排斥那个其他种族的人。
Even people who can't speak Mandarin very well. 我们不会把他们走出去对吗
虽然他们呢可能说中文说的不太好但是呢我们不会把他们赶出去。
Because in fact, the Great Commission tells us to go and make disciples of all the ethnicities.
反而呢，在圣经里面，神是教导我们要让这个万邦人都成为他的子民。
And then, in fact, if you and we also don't exclude people from our worship assembly who are not Christians.
所以有，尽管他们不是基督徒，我们同样不排斥他们。
In fact, 1 Corinthians 14 tells us that it's legitimate for unbelievers to come into the Christian worship time.
在那个哥林多前书这样教导我们，就是这些不是信徒的这些朋友呢，是完全是可以来到我们殿中跟我们一起来敬拜神的。
So how does that apply to us today?
那我们
怎么使用？应用？
那今天这个神的教导怎么样应用到我们的身上呢？
We must separate pollutants from our worship of God. Separate pollutants of our worship of God.
我们要学到的就是在我们的敬拜当中把这些污秽的东西我们要分离开来。
So if there's anything that is polluting our worship of God, we must separate ourselves from them.
如果有任何的事情，有任何的东西来污秽了我们对神的敬拜，那我们就应该把这些东西隔绝出去。
Now, what are some things that can pollute our worship of God? You know, we want to be pure and clean, but what are some things that might pollute?
我们都希望是纯洁干净的，但是有什么东西会来污染？
Yes.
我们的敬拜呢？比如说这一杯水。
Well, we're going to find out. Let's all take out our smartphones.大家把你的手机拿出来，
比如说牧师这个水里面增加了一些有颜色的东西，就比如说把这个手机拿出来。
This could be a pollutant.
所以这个我们的手机可能会成为我们这个敬拜当中的一个污染。
So right now, silence your 手机. Go ahead and silence it. Thank you for those who've already done it.
所以请大家把那个手机关掉。
And put it back in your pocket or purse.
所以把手机呢放到我们的口袋里面。
And keep it there.
而且一直放在那里。
Until 11点半。
直到11点半。
Because that is a great way to purify our potential polluted worship.
那怎么样把刚才那个已经有污染物的水怎么样来洁净呢？
Now also, another way to purify and separate pollutants is to give full attention to the singing. To the singing and to the preaching of the word. Give full attention to the singing and preaching of the word.
那另外一个方法呢，就是我们要全心的投入到那个敬拜的诗歌当中，还有专心的听神的道。
And another great way to purify our worship is to use the bathroom before the worship service. Use the bathroom before the worship service.
还有一个呢，就是细节的东西，就是在我们来这个会堂之前呢，请大家先上厕所。不过现在说这个事情太晚了，是不是？
That way you don't have to leave in the middle of the service to interrupt your worship of God.
所以呢，大家在当中呢就不需要起来来中断对神的敬拜。
Another great way to separate pollutants is to refrain from talking to your neighbor during the worship time.
所以另外一个来分隔污染物的方法呢，就是在敬拜当中呢不要跟你的邻居呢交谈。
We're getting there. Don't worry. 别着急。
所以这个牧师呢一直在 在这个杯子里面灌什么东西哈。
Another great way is to get a good night's sleep on Saturday night.
所以这个牧师呢又加了东西，所以就是在我们这个周日之前呢，前一天晚上呢有一个很好的睡眠。
Yes. And, one last great, we might come up with other ideas of how to purify your worship. But another great way is to take some notes. Take some notes.
你可能对怎么样来接近我们的敬拜呢，还有其他的想法。还当中一个呢，就是在听到的时候呢，做笔记。
All right. Well, these are all great ways. And don't worry, just give it a few minutes and the experiment will work.
所以牧师呢也讲完，那个水还没有干净，所以要等一会儿啊。
But, so friends, how can we become a community of hope?
所以朋友，我们怎么样能够成为有盼望的？
Let us separate pollutants from our worship of God.
让我们把这些教那个敬拜当中的污染物分离出来。
But reading on in verse 4,
好，第四节呢，
it tells us, now before this, and this was, I think, before the dedication of the wall ceremony.
所以这第四节呢，说的是可能是在这个现城墙这个仪式之前发生的事情。
It tells us that Eliashib, the priest, who was appointed over the chambers of the house of our God,
他讲的是这个以利亚什呢，本来是掌管神的殿的这个一个祭司。
And who was related to Tobiah,
他呢是这个多比亚的一个亲戚。
He prepared for Tobiah a large chamber where they had previously put the grain offering, the frankincense, the vessels, and the tithes of the grain, wine, and oil.
他呢为这个多比亚呢预备了一间大房子，这个大房子呢本来就是收存这些素祭啊、乳香啊，还有这个殿里的器具的这一个房子。
Which were given by commandment to the Levites, singers, and gatekeepers, and the contributions for the priests.
好，这些东西呢本来是按照这个利率上呢是要分给这些立位人唱歌的守门的。
Now this was all taking place when Nehemiah was not in Jerusalem.
好，这个事情的发生呢是在尼希米呢不在耶路撒冷的时候。
And verse 6 tells us that this was taking place, I was not in Jerusalem for in the 32nd year of King Artaxerxes, which was 12 years after the wall was built.
所以第六节呢就告诉我们，当时呢尼希米呢不在耶路撒冷，他那时候呢回到了巴比伦的亚达薛西王那里32年的时候，正是那个城墙建了12年的时候。
I went to the king, and after some time, I asked leave of the king.
所以说到我回到了王那里，过了多日呢，我向王告假。
And I came back to Jerusalem and discovered the evil that Eliashib had done for Tobiah.
所以我来到耶路撒冷呢，就知道以利亚什为多比亚在神殿的院里为他预备这个屋子的这件恶事。
Preparing for him a chamber in the courts of the house of our God.
在神殿里面的一个仓库里面本来是为神所用，但是他是为多比亚呢所预备。
So what a travesty that Eliashib, this priest, had done in the house of God.
所以我们可以想象这个以利亚什呢这个祭司呢做了一个多么不应当做的事情。
The house of God was supposed to be used for the worship of God.
这个神的殿呢应当是用来赞敬拜神的。
And yet, because Tobiah, our enemy, our nemesis, was related to Eliashib,
但是呢因为当时的那个多比亚这个以色列的敌人呢，他是一个恶霸呢，因为他正是因为他是那个以利亚什的亲戚。
Eliashib had prepared to use the rooms of the temple, the chambers, and let Tobiah use it for his own personal comfort and personal use.
所以呢，以利亚什这个祭司呢，就把这间屋子呢，就给那个挪用给多比亚，为他私人的目的而所使用。
So what did Nehemiah do?
那我们知道以利亚什所做的事情是怎么一回事吗？
Verse 8 tells us.
所以这个尼希米做了什么事？在第八节告诉我们。
我很生气。
He was very displeased.
And I threw all the household furniture of Tobiah out of the chamber.
就把多比亚的这个在屋里面的一切家具呢都扔了出去。
So Nehemiah had an emotional reaction.
我们知道这个尼希米呢，他是在这个他的情感上做出了一个反应。
But he just didn't leave it in the realm of his feelings. He translated it into action.
但尼希米呢，并没有仅仅停留在他的情感的反应上面，他把他的感情变成了他的行动。
Now, any of you in here, your mommy and daddy ever tell you to clean up your room? Anybody ever have that happen to you? Mommy and daddy say, clean up your room.
如果我们在座的小孩有没有那个父母告诉你要整理你的房间？
Now, sometimes those rooms can get kind of dirty.
有时候呢，这样的房间可是会有点脏。
Got all the toys lying around.Maybe the Legos are all over the place.
啊，有各样的拼图，有各样的玩具在那个房间里面。
And I had a friend who told me that after repeatedly telling his daughter to clean her room, he got so angry that he went into her room, took all her stuff, and started throwing it out the window.
我一个朋友告诉我们呢，就是他告诉他的女儿呢，有很多次他要他那个。整理他的房间，但是他女儿都没有听，他就非常的生气，就到房间里把这个玩具全扔掉了。
And that's what Nehemiah, he was so incensed that the temple of God was being violated that he just went in and he started throwing it all out, throwing all the Tobias stuff out, throw out all the furniture too.
所以呢当时呢尼希米呢就是非常的生气，在神的殿里面呢就把这个多比亚的所有的家具呢都扔了出去。
So friends,How can we continue to become a community, a people of hope?
所以我们要怎么样继续的成为有盼望的一群人？
Let us separate pollutants from our worship of God.
让我们把我们自己从这些污秽的东西中分离出来。
And let us shape up our worship of God.
来重塑我们的敬拜。
So,You can look around you.
我们大家可以往周围看看。
You see anybody falling asleep?
我们有没有这个打呼噜的？
Well, gently nudge them to give attention to the Word of God.
所以我们可以轻轻的碰碰他，让他这个回到这个敬拜当中来。
不好意思，我中文不太好，所以你可能会很。想睡觉 but okay. I just told them, you know, might be a little tempted to go to sleep because I can't speak Chinese too good. But, all right, you see anybody on a device or a cell phone?
因为那个牧师的中文不太好，所以听了英语的讲道可能不太适应，所以呢就又想睡觉。同时看看我们周围有没有在玩其他电子用品的。
You can also ask them to give their attention.To the Word of God and to God.
你可以提醒他把他的注意力转移到神上面来，转到这个敬拜神上来。
But the worship of God, of course, is beyond just the 10 to 11 o'clock hour one day a week.
当然，敬拜神是远远不仅仅在星期天当中从十点到十一点的这段时间。
So all throughout the week, in all that we do, let us separate.Pollutants from our moment by moment desire to glorify God and let us challenge our brothers and sisters to shape up their worship of God wherever they are.
所以呢，在我们一周当中，我们所有所做的事情，我们都应当提醒自己，我们要把自己从这些有污秽的这些念头、这些事情当中分离出来，让我们来真的是全身心的来敬拜神。
And lastly, in verses 10 through 14,
最后呢，在这个第十到十四节呢
，Let us support the worship of God.
让我们在敬拜神的这个事情上面呢，我们尽我们自己的本分。
Look at verse 10.
从我们来看第十节。
Nehemiah also found out that the portions the Levites had not been given to them.So that the Levites and the singers who did the work had fled each to his field.
在第十节这样说，我见利未人所当得的份 无人供给他们，甚至公职的利未人以唱歌的聚个奔回自己的田地去了。
Those who served in the temple of God were not receiving the tithes and the contributions that they were due.
那个在神的殿里面供职的这些神职人员呢，他们并没有收到他们所当得的份。
As a result, they had to go back to the pasture lands that they were given. They weren't given land, but they were given some pasture lands, and they had to go back to try to just make their own living.
所以呢，这个这些利未人呢，跟这些唱歌的呢，不得不回到他们自己的一个很小的土地上呢，去维持他们的生计。
So what does Nehemiah do?
那尼希米是怎么样做的呢？
Verse 11 tells us, so I confronted the officials.
所以第十节这样，十一节这样说，我就直斥那些官长。
And said, why is the house of God forsaken?
为何离弃神的殿呢？
And I gathered them together and set them in their stations.
我便召聚利未人，使他们照着供职。
Does that phrase, the house of God forsaken, ring a bell to you?
那我们当读到这个离弃神的殿的时候，我们有没有提醒大家？
It does, because back in Nehemiah 10:39, they had made that promise, and they broke their promise.
我们知道在尼希米第十章第三十九节的时候，他们已经做出了这样的决定，但是呢，他们把他们已经确实食言了在这里。
Nehemiah 十章三十九节写的就是 "We will not neglect the house of our God," but that's what they did in Nehemiah 13:11.
所以在尼希米的第十章三十九节呢是这样说，他们我们不会离弃我们神的殿。
But Nehemiah takes action. He gathers them and he puts officials back in their stations to collect contributions.
所以面对这种情况呢，尼希米呢马上就采取了行动，他们就把这些供职的人员呢让他们重回他们的岗位。
And verse 12 tells us that he not only kept it to himself, butHe rallied the troops and he got others involved.
所以那个十一节还告诉我们，他尼希米不仅仅他自己是这样做，而且他召集了一群人来一起来做这个事情。
And verse 12 tells us that then all Judah, every member, 每一个会友，对吗？
所以十二节呢，就是说犹大的众人，讲的是每一家人每一个人。
Brought the tithe of the grain.Wine and oil into the storehouses.
所以那些犹大众人就把五谷新酒呢都送到这个仓库当中。
So all of Judah, they brought back the grain, they brought back the oil that was to be used for the worship, and all the items, they brought them back to be and contributed it to the worship of God.
所以这个犹大众人呢，把他们的这个这五谷跟新酒呢，还有油呢，都送到仓库里面来支持神的敬拜，来敬拜神。
And he organized, verse 13 tells us, I appointed as treasurers over the storehouses all these people, and because they were reliable, and it was their duty to distribute all the contributions to the Levites.
所以十三节还讲到，尼希米呢就分派不同的人员，这些值得信任的人呢，让他们来把这些物品呢来分发给那些利未人。
So friends, how can we cleanse ourselves so that we can be that community of hope? We must separate pollutants from our worship of God, shape up our worship of God, and support the worship of God.
所以呢，论到我们要成为一个有希望的洁净的这个教会呢，我们首先是要弃绝这些污秽，第二个是重塑我们的敬拜，第三个呢，就是我们要在敬拜当中有一个实质的支持的行为。
The storehouses were to keep all the contributions in case there was an excess that could be used at a later time.
所以当时的仓库的目的呢，就是来存放那些有那个多余的奉献的地方。
And it reminds us of Malachi 3:10, where a similar charge is given.
所以当时这句话呢，就让我回想到在马拉基书，这神有同样的教导。
And there's an English song. It goes, "Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, so that there may be food in my house." And here's how it goes: "Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, so that there may be food in my house. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse." So that there may be food in my house. Okay, let's try that together. All right? 不仅你的母语是中文或英文或者其他的语言，我们都可以唱。Okay? Ready? Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse so that there may be food in my house.Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse so that there may be food in my house. Okay, very good. So let us support the worship of God.
所以呢，让我们每个人都来支持敬拜神。
Some very practical ways we can do that is a fellow member of mine just told me that he says one great way is to do the ACH debits or the direct withdrawals. Just the direct withdrawal from your 银行账户 Yeah.
所以我们这个怎么样来帮助我们提醒我们的奉献呢？按时奉献呢？一个很好的方法就是我们在我们每个月的工资里面啊自动扣款。
I have several copies up here. If anyone would like to avail themselves of this.Please, you can pick one up after the service or see any one of our finance team members.
如果大家有意的话，那个牧师呢，专门把这个表呢打印出来的，上面我们把我们的银行这些信息填好了，然后就自动存款到这个教会的账户上面了。
But not only with our money, but with our time, we can support the worship of God.
除了我们在金钱上的奉献之外，我们也可以向神奉献我们的时间。
We have lots of opportunities and needs in our church. I know for sure we have them in the youth and the English ministry.
大家都应当知道，在我们的教会里面，在不同的施工上面都有很大的需要。我知道在我们的英语堂还有青少年施工上面都有很多需要很多同工的帮助。
And someone has just mentioned to me too that we could use some pianists for the Chinese choir.
我们在这个我们这个英语堂呢，需要有弹钢琴的、司琴的，为我们的中文侍奉。
So there's a lot, many opportunities to support the worship of God.
所以有非常多的机会来帮助我们来支持敬拜。
And let us also support the worship of God where there is no worship of God yet.
同样，我们可以来敬拜神，尽管那是。还并没有开始来敬拜的时候。
And so to that end, I want to encourage you to sign up for CMC at the end of this year.
所以最后呢，我要鼓励大家呢，都来参加这个我们在年底在休斯顿举行的呢华人拆船大会。
And you will learn how you can support and be a part of the worship of God where there is no worship yet among unreached peoples.
所以为什么讲还没有敬拜呢？因为，我们需要到这些上帝未还没有福音还没有传到的地方，这些未得之民的地方呢，我们到那些地方去传福音。
And like a good Chinese, sign up before September the 9th, because you can save money.
而且如果我们在九月九号之前报名的话，我们就会有折扣。
Early bird registration.
所以呢，我们是要早到就早有好处。
Friends, today we have learned that to continue to become a community of hope, we need to separate pollutants from the worship of God.
所以今天我们
our worship of God and support the worship of God.
所以今天我们学到的是成为我们有盼望的一个社教会呢，我们要洁净我们的敬拜，分离污秽的东西，让我们来塑造、重塑我们的敬拜。还有呢，最后是我们用实际的行动来支持我们的敬拜。
We are now 2.5 weeks into the KDISD school time. And by the way, we're doing well by separating pollutants from our worship of God. Sorry.
我们知道那个 KD 的那个校区啊，这个校区呢已经开学2周半了。
And you know, we, those of us from an Asian background, we love to take tests. Or we really don't like it. One or the other. Sorry, 我们喜欢考试。
Okay.
Right?
作为中国人呢，我们都喜欢考试。
Now, it doesn't matter if it's the SAT or the STAR test or a math test.
不管是数学考试、期末考试、升级考试，或者是那个考大学的试。
But most of us, when we go into that STAR test, we know we're not going to go in, and we're going to be listening to our cell phone at the same time as we're taking our test.
我们当然知道，我们在考试的时候不可能还把电话拿出来打电话。
We're not going to be talking to our neighbors and talking about what we did last night.During the PSAT,
我们也不可能在考那个大学考试的时候呢，还跟我们的邻居呢分享我们昨天晚上干了什么。
And certainly we're not going to be taking in notes to cheat.
那同样也不绝对不可能，我们把我们的这个笔记本呢带进去来作弊。
But just in case there's going to be a teacher or a proctor around to tell us, hey, put your cell phone up, or don't.
尽管如此呢，但是还是会有老师呢在当时来巡查，来提醒大家把那个电话呢要放下。
And furthermore, you know, you wouldn't even have this wonderful opportunity to take those STAR tests, you know, unless somebody paid for it through what we call the KDISD property tax.
那更重要的是，我们应当知道，在我们考试之前呢。我们就知道，我们要首先要付那个 KT 的这个房产税呢，我们才有资格去上自己的学校。
Well, friends, when we engage in the worship of God, we're engaging in something far greater than the SAT.
所以，当我们参与这个敬拜神的这件事情上呢，是比我们参加考试更要严肃、更要庄重的一个事情。
We are worshiping the God.Who could pass the calculus exam with his eyes closed?
Because we, this God, is such a great God. He can close his eyes and pass the math test with full marks.
So, friends, let us separate pollutants from our worship of God.
So, friends, let us separate pollutants from our worship of God.
And not like a proctor, but as a brother or sister in Christ, let us shape up others.In their worship of God.
所以呢，让我们作为朋友呢，提醒我们周遭的呢，一起都来纠正我们对神的敬拜。
And not through the property tax, but through our giving of our time and money, let us support the worship of God.
所以呢，不是通过这个房产税的方式，而是以我们的奉献、我们的时间的方式。
Separate, shape up, and support.
所以呢，就是一个是分离，第一个是重塑，第三个是我们要支持。
Let's
一起祷告
，Let's pray together。我们的天父，我们感谢您，因为今天我们可以听到你的话语。主，我们求您帮助我们，帮助我们把我们的敬拜洗洁净，也帮助我们支持你的崇拜，也帮助我们鼓励我们的弟兄姐妹来敬拜你的名。感谢您给我们今天的时间，我们奉主耶稣的名祷告，阿门。